Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's time for Carl to spin the hits if you'd like to play on air. Call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Julie Palm.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
The city's so nice, they had to name it twice. What do you do there?
Huh? I am the editor of a trade journal called Bedtimes.
Bedtimes?
Bedtimes.
Ooh. What's the trade?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say it's a very recent trade? Or an older profession?
It's not nearly as exciting. It's for the mattress manufacturing industry.
Oh, the mattress. Oh.
I know, what a letdown.
Julie, it's very nice to have you with us. Now, we are going to play a game of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the news quiz you can dance to. Carl Castle will now play you three songs, each inspired by a story in the week's news. Your job, figure out what the story is 2 times out of 3. Do that, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Carl, what are you starting us out with this week?
Well, Peter, this is what we think that President Bush was singing to a man that he nominated for a new job this week. Here are the Shirelles with their 1962 hit.
Soldier boy, oh my little soldier boy, I'll be true to you.
President Bush's little soldier boy is Air Force General Michael Hayden, who was nominated to take what important job?
Director of the CIA.
Exactly right. Even before Monday's announcement, members of Congress were on TV complaining about a military man taking over the civilian CIA. But General Hayden, whose resume includes running the warrantless wiretap program at the NSA, so he's qualified, has gotten support from some within the agency who were frustrated by former director Porter Goss's ineffectiveness in his partisanship. As for Mr. Goss, no one is sure exactly why he was suddenly booted from the job late last week. Goss himself would only say, and this is an actual quote, "It's one of those mysteries."
Wow. If that was his answer, he really wasn't a good CIA guy.
Yeah.
If you can't even have your people find out why you were fired.
Carl, what's the next song?
Peter, it's a song they're humming at the White House. It's a classic party song, "Let's Do the Hand Jive."
How low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go?
So Republicans are upset about something that keeps going lower and lower. What are we talking about?
President Bush's approval rating?
You're right! This week, in the New York Times CBS News poll, only 31% of Americans approved of President Bush's job performance, the lowest of his presidency, although, and we're sure he's pleased about this, he did finally manage to equal one of his father's achievements. True. The last president to reach that mark was his father. Only 13% of Americans approve of the way President Bush has handled gas prices, meaning they are not buying his new drive halfway, walk the rest of the way initiative.
Which is a totally sensible initiative.
Sure. The only bright spot for the president: Americans disapprove of leading Democrats even more, which has led to the new Republican slogan for the fall elections, "Come on, America, where are you going to go?" Carl, finish this off with something bouncy, why don't you?
Well, sometimes these songs need no introduction, Peter. Take it away, Brittany.
Oh, baby.
So what did Britney Spears do again?
I'm embarrassed to know this.
I know.
Having her baby. Yeah.
Well, we were embarrassed to ask it. But yes, you're right. The most overexposed mother in the universe, and we mean that in so many different ways, apparently wants to give the tabloids the one thing they did not already have in the great slow-motion family tragedy that is the Spears Federlines sibling rivalry. Ms. Spears set the tone for the level of privacy and dignity she wants for her second child by announcing its impending birth on The David Letterman Show. So, Carl, how did Julie do in our quiz?
Perfection's the word, Peter. 3 correct answers. Julie, you win our prize.
Congratulations. Well done.